Episode 2180, The Small Stuff Matters.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? It is no ordinary day. No, it is Mindset Monday, and it is the last Monday in 2020. Yes, that means a new year is on the horizon, and today is a great day to start a better outlook, as into what you're thinking. You know, what you think about, you bring about. The small stuff matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Why is it that the simplest concepts are often the overlooked ones? Gusto does not always get you what you want. Go after your goals with consistency and determination. The small stuff matters. You know, cleanup after the holidays can be exhausting. I know my husband was doing it yesterday. Notice how I said that my husband was doing it and not me. No, I was on different duty, but he was vacuuming and dusting and cleaning up some of the areas of the floor just to get the, you know, yeah, the grime and the little bit of dust bunnies that happened just over a couple days. How can something that brings so much joy leave you with so much work to follow? It doesn't seem fair, right? You've got the Christmas tree and presents underneath it and sparkling bows and beautiful wrapping paper and your family is gathered around and you get together and all of a sudden you're like, what happened? It's like a tornado came in. And then you're like, oh, a few days later, I got to clean this up or I'm not going to be able to walk. Life can be the same. You enjoy celebrating the wins, but the stuff in between is more work than sometimes worth enduring. Yet you still have the yearning in your gut and your heart. You want to live out your calling. You want to go after that goal. You want to change your habits. This is the time to be different. But how do you do it? Well, you know, I got to tell you, we got to be real here. You don't always want to put in the work, do you? When you're exhausted and challenged, you're like, nah, well, I kind of like what my heart's saying and I know what my gut tells me. But my head on a pillow feels so much better. It would be much easier to just chill out and take a stand for what's easy. And you know what? Majority of the people do. But you, my friend, are different. You have this urge to live out your heart's desire. It still flutters in your everyday. If you're wanting to get to somewhere different than where you are, the small stuff matters. So know your position. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Know your position. When you are playing football, oh yeah, you knew it was coming. I'm tossing the ball to you because I've been watching a lot of football. And so when you play football, everyone has a position, right? You got your tight ends, you got your running backs, you got your center, you got your quarterback. Everybody knows the quarterback, right? But we forget that there's 10 other people out there besides the quarterback. Now, that's just per team, right? There's 11 people per team. So technically, there's 22 people on the field that are playing the game of football. And every person has their position. In order to get the ball where they want to go, there are steps that have to be taken. And within each of these steps, each person plays a role. Otherwise, what happens? The ball is dropped or given up to the opponent, or worse, the teammates are literally tripping all over each other. They're running into each other. You've seen those plays. You've watched those highlight reels. Yes, and you are dying laughing watching them. That's because somebody didn't do something right within their position. Just as football is played, you must be willing to play the game of life in the same manner. Know your position and go far. You got to know where you are. So what does that look like in real life? Well, number one, yes, where are you now? Are you standing on the sidelines? Are you in the game? Are you sitting back going, gosh darn it, I haven't even thought about this dream in like 20 years and now I'm thinking about doing this. It scares me to death, but yeah, I want to do it. Okay, great. So where are you now? Just beginning to start dreaming again. Great. That's your starting point. It's important that we recognize where we are. Number two, where do you want to go? If you're going someplace new, you got to have a general idea of where you want to go. Now, it may not look exactly like you think it's going to end up, but you still have to know a general location. Remember those things called malls where we would go in and we would shop actual stores? It would be inside. Yeah, I know there aren't very many left now. But you would have a general idea that, okay, I know I need to pick up, name it. And you would go to the mall and you would walk store to store to store to store. Maybe you would find it at the first store. Maybe it would take five stores before you found what you were looking for. But at least you had a general destination as to where you were headed. So where are you now? Where do you want to go? Number three, how are you going to get there? Are you driving? Are you walking? Are you flying? You got to figure out, what does it look like? Do I need more finances? Yeah, you got to figure out how you're going to get there. Is it going to require me to go and get a certification or more schooling? Do I need to go and work my way up the ladder, so to speak, so it allows me to qualify myself for where I'm headed? How are you going to get there? Number four, what is one step to get you closer? I want you to think of one, just one, just one. Sometimes we are so bombarded with all the stuff that comes at us that we forget to look what's right in front of us. The small stuff matters. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What is right in front of you? That's your next step. Don't worry about five steps later. You're not there yet. And you know what? That fifth or sixth step later may look totally different by the time you get there. So don't sit there and worry yourself crazy. No. What is one step to get you closer from where you are right now to where you want to be? And finally, number five, when do you start? You need to set a date. Otherwise, it's going to be 20 more years before you do what you really want to do. It's just like anything in life. Someone else will always grab us and we'll put out their fire. Whoever needs us, whether it's a child, a spouse, a coworker, a colleague, somebody in the community. And you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I had all this planned today, but. All this came in the middle. And I got nothing done except this one thing. 20 years later, you're still sitting here going, what am I doing wrong? Yes, it's important to be in the season that you're in and to be present. But you also have to realize that if you're going to make a change, there is a challenge to that change. That's going to require extra work. That requires you what? To prepare. Think of this time right now, this particular day, at this particular moment as preparation for the new year. Because a week from now will be next Monday, and it will now be January 4th of 2021. Oh my goodness. This decade is going to close as it continues on into, yes, it's singulars, right? 2021, 2022, and on and on and on. Begin wrapping your mind around what you want so you can begin this chapter in your life. It is a new chapter. Maybe you're expanding something. Maybe you're actually going to say, you know what? I'm writing one chapter a month. If you really want to write a book, that's actually really doable. Even if you're doing it while having a full-time job, having a family, being an incredible spouse, you can still write your book one chapter a month. Now, I also want to fair warn you that you're going to want to quit because it's happened before. Or something or someone has gotten in the way. Sometimes it's a great detour and we need to take those. Other times, no, we need to close that door and say, this is a distraction in this season of my life. And so this is how I'm going to respond to it. You're going to get tired, and what you thought was important at the time, you will find an excuse to prove otherwise. So remember, the small stuff matters. Build with consistency and determination. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. The small stuff does matter. And you wanting something more, there is nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people will say, you know, is there something wrong with me that I'm not happy with where I'm at? Okay, there's a difference of being happy, or there's a difference of having growth, personal development, leadership within your life. And you're saying, you know what? I know that God has placed this on my heart. My gut tells me I'm supposed to be moving forward. I've prayed about it, and the doors are opening this way or closing this way. It's confirming to me that this is my next step. So why do you question? Build with consistency and determination. I promise you, your heart and gut will appreciate your diligence. But you have to be willing to do the work. Otherwise, you're giving into what? Easy. And you know what? Yeah. There are times that we need to do that. There are times that we just shut down everything and we say, easy is the way that we need to go. But something tells me right now in your life, this is a time you need to create your now. God's got something big for you this upcoming year. So this is the beginning. This is in preparation of what's to come. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed and glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.